Connections. Hello everyone and welcome to the podcast of The Ordinary Maverick. This is Ajay, your host, an ordinary maverick, sharing real life thoughts and experiences and maverick tips. Today's podcast is kind of extra special. We have a guest on the show again, and we are speaking of something that's really close to my heart and mind. Connections. Such a powerful word. We humans are powered through connections. Think about it. Our entire life, our very meaning is connections. From the time we come into this world, we are connected to our parents, our siblings, our grandparents, uncles, aunts, extended family, circle of friends, colleagues, acquaintances, the list is endless. Have you ever tried to think about the network you have? You know, Facebook brought home that fact to us some years back, and then there was no looking back. Other social media sites like Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat all help us link up more and more and more. The network just seems to expand. And then there is a business side to it. YouTubers that got famous, Insta influencers, Facebook businesses. There's all kinds of connections. And now look at the podcast. We are connected through this too. Yes, connections are powerful. And of course, the interconnectedness even more so. I have spoken about the interconnectedness on another episode, which has an altogether different dimension. Research has shown that the more connected we are, the more we thrive. It increases our feelings of self-worth and purpose. It reduces anxiety and stress and is proven to bring more happiness in our lives. Now, there are many ways of making connections. And for some, it comes naturally, you know, the networkers. But for some, it's not easy. Remember, one has to give to get. And that giving needs to come from within. Genuineness is very important with connections. It's quite easy to see through artificialness, and then the entire purpose of the connection is lost. It goes nowhere. Here's a maverick tip. Put yourself out there. Be open to trying out new things and experiences. Share a bit about yourself. Be genuine. This helps in building connections. One finds something in common. There's a start somewhere. Of course, starting a connection is one thing, and probably it's the easy part. Maintaining the connection is a whole different ball game, and that's something we will discuss soon with our young guest. There are many pluses to the inventions of the 21st century, and I must say, social media, digital platforms, and the ease of connecting is one of them. But here is where we need to be careful. Connections made purely in the digital realm are not what I'm speaking about here. In fact, too much of these can actually be damaging to our relationships and our health. Well, too much of anything is not good, right? Okay, I'm speaking about how we combine the social connections with the digital connections. Now, what do I mean by that? It's about prioritizing, carving out time, meeting physically time and again, reconnecting through a video call, spending some time together, perhaps a catch-up get-together. Very important to have this embedded within your digital connect. Yes, we catch up via WhatsApp, Instagram, FaceTime, Facebook, and via all different types of social media. But, and I say but with an emphasis, without having the physical, the more tangible connect, it all soon becomes a bit redundant. So here is where the commitment comes in. One can't have the connections without commitments on both the sides. Like I said, you give and you get. Many of us have social groups from our school days, from our college days, and also from our professional workplaces. And I'm no different. In fact, interestingly so, we are a group of friends who studied together in the sixth grade, and we all have got connected as of few years back. Yes, sixth grade. Imagine. My family always comments, so what's with the sixth grade group? Why not the fifth or the seventh? Well, sometimes you just gel together as a group, right? And that's what happened here. Like begets like. We have our social media group. But from time to time, we do video calls. We spend time talking about nothing at all. See, that's the fun part. You don't need a topic. One can connect on anything. So let's chat with our guest. I'm delighted to introduce our young guest on the podcast today.
My elder daughter, Avantika, who finished her schooling in India and South Africa, did her undergraduate in the US, followed by her master's in Scotland, and now pursuing her PhD in Ireland.
You know, something my wife and I noticed from the time Avantika was little, she made strong connections. We recall when she was tiny, about 3 years old, she had a friend in a kindergarten. They were inseparable, to the extent that the little boy refused to cut his birthday cake until Avantika arrived. His mom was desperately calling us as we were running late with traffic, saying, "Please, please come fast. The entire party is on hold until Avantika comes." And then when we moved cities and countries, Avantika always had the special friend who would be there till the end, have special farewells, cry buckets. But the most amazing thing is that Avantika maintained these relationships even till date. She belongs to the Generation Z. This particular generation, to my mind, probably lives with and within the digital world. Let's ask her and get some tips on how she has been able to do and ride both these worlds. Hi, Avantika. Welcome to the Ordinary Maverick podcast and the episode on connections.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show. It's great to be here.
So we were speaking about connections and how to form them, how to maintain them. You've always been amazing with this. In fact, we have learned from you. So tell us, how you do it. Any lessons, tips for our listeners?
Well, you're right. Connections are a very important part of our life. If we stop and think about it, we realize that most time, these connections come effortlessly. I mean, each day we are making those connections, at work, in school, at home, family. But sometimes connections that seem random and may begin unintentionally end up being the most powerful and strong. Let me share my experience with one of my strongest connections over the past 14 years of my life. It's my friend from primary school. Looking back, I remember it all started with a black pen. How innocuous, right? She just reached over and asked for a black pen. 14 years later, we are still connected. We often recall that moment and how something so simple led to a friendship that has shaped both of us through the years. So, one of the first lessons or tips that I have would be to not underestimate the power of a simple connect. It doesn't always have to be something big that one connects on, or linked to money or a transaction. It can be something as simple as a black pen that can be life-changing, or shall I say, life-connecting. So to keep it simple and just go with the flow, be yourself, be natural. I don't feel as if I'm trying. It comes from within. Most times, starting with something simple and then getting stronger and stronger.
So Avantika, you say for connections, you don't even have to try and they come naturally. Is this really true? And then what about those connections, those that are not natural?
Well, yes, to a certain degree, as in the example I just mentioned, it happened naturally, right? I've thought about it as, not only you, but many have told me that I'm good at forging connections. I seem to have a knack for it. And that made me think, why? What is it that gets these connections going? And I think, it's to do with expectation. I don't have any. Yes, I just reach out naturally and then it builds up from there. Remember the black pen? It's so, so important to build these connections in life. It keeps you going. But for many, it's not that simple. We will need to actively reach out and form these connections. Now, how does one do that? For me, there are two circles, an inner and outer circle of connection. I am consciously building these circles and nurturing them in my own way. For me, the outer circle are acquaintances, where one maintains more generally. And then, the inner circle, the connections that are important for your well-being, that support you, These are the ones who you know and you know you can reach out at any time and they'll be there. It's so very important for both these circles to be constantly nurtured, for them to continue growing. It's what kept me going as I moved cities, countries, continents all through my school and college years and continue to do so. Honestly, I don't think I could have survived without these strong connections and both my circle.
Oh, Avantika, that's very interesting. An inner and outer circle. Okay, something to think about. Well, considering you're Gen Z, so how does that work out with connection? I'm sure they are all in the Gen Z category, right?
Well, sorry to disappoint you. That's not the case at all. Yes, I do have Gen Z connections, but I also have connections with those older and younger than me. I don't think age matters. It's all about how one connects on something common. There needs to be a base, something to start off. And remember, no expectations either way. For me, I do have very strong links with my extended family, my grandparents, uncles, aunts, cousins, and I know that may resonate with most people. These are, often the easy connections because you're already starting with a common family base. But, I've expanded my circle and also have built strong connections outside the family and outside any age band. I have my own connections with many senior friends of the family, my parents' friends, many of whom I have met and stayed with even without my parents being there. A most recent example is during COVID time, where I stayed with my mom's friend and her family and had actually only met them a couple times before. Now they are like family to me, and I know the sentiment is echoed at their end too. The story actually brings another family to my mind, and I had met them during my college studies in the US. We forged a strong bond, including with the children, and are even connected now. Both my circles keep growing and moving, and in turn keep me safe and sane.
Yes, Avantika, you're really good at this. In fact, as parents, we have got connected to your connections too. We even stayed over when there was no hotel room available once at your friend's home. Remember that? We were super proud of your ability to not only form the connections, but maintain it too. So one more question. How do you balance connections in the digital realm and the physical realm? And, you have also moved cities and continents. So how do you manage?
Well, that's a very good question. And I think it's a learning curve and it comes with practice. Of course, you don't want to lean too heavily on one side or the other, since that makes the connection lose value. For example, even though COVID is still around, my connections in the US and I are meeting regularly on video calls to stay in touch and working together to plan future trips when travel opens up. And yes, I do consider myself lucky to have had experiences growing up in different parts of the world and the chance to build connections all over. I think the key to managing such connections is to have no expectations from either side. And remember, keeping it simple. So really, no pressure at all. Yes, life is busy and we all have goals and dreams that we want to accomplish. So there's really, like I said, no pressure, but we know for a fact that we have each other and that no matter the day or the time, we are just a text or phone call away. I think that is the beauty of well-developed and nurtured connection. But yes, small things do matter, like, celebrating special occasions together, being there for each other during the tough time. Just reaching out and saying hi for no reason at all. All these things are important. And I make the effort every single day to keep the nurturing going.
So one last question before I let you go. Tell us some more about the maintenance part of the connection. Any lessons learned? Any tips?
Well, yes. The maintenance part of connections does require some effort, some more work, and is all about being committed. So far, I have lived in 8 cities across 5 countries, And believe it or not, I have strong connections with friends and family across all of them. Like my school connections from India, high school from South Africa, undergraduate friends and professors from the US, master's friends and professors from Scotland and the UK, and now connections that are building up from Ireland. I haven't really given it much thought, but now that this question has come up, I feel like it's all about the giving. The more one gives, the more one receives. You don't sit there and have a balance sheet, but when one is committed, the so-called balance sheet just happens naturally too. For me, like I said, the small things matter. For example, we don't talk every day, but we remember the big and small celebrations in each other's lives and find ways of making these extra special. We always, always make a point to meet each other when we're in the same city. And we help expand each other's personal and professional networks. We also connect on little things like Netflix shows, new music, and online trivia night. Maintaining is, all about putting in the time and the effort to be there for each other, whether that be digitally or physically. Never taking it for granted and always reaching out. Don't keep tabs. Oh, she should reach out this time as I did last time. That's a big no-no. There's really no place for all that drama. One just keeps the nurturing spirit and the giving spirit and keeps going. And so the circles keep expanding.
Oh, that was lovely, Avantika. Just getting to understand your thoughts and your experiences related to building and maintaining connections. Thank you so much for joining us today. We wish you all the very best as you move ahead.
Thank you very, very much for having me on the podcast. It's been great fun and an amazing opportunity. I look forward to more Ordinary Maverick tips. Keep it going.
So in a nutshell, keep it simple. It may come naturally to some, but one can always build connections without the natural flair, where the key is to have no expectation and identify a base, a common ground to go with. Have an inner and outer circle of friends and nurture them. Have no pressure or put pressure. Celebrate special occasions and be committed to put in that effort to reach out without the fuss of keeping tabs on who's reached out, how many times. Keep giving and you shall receive. On that happy note, this is Ajay, an Ordinary Maverick, signing off with a request to tune into my next podcast, which is going to be on communication and an interesting take on COVID-19 virus and the vaccinations and how they communicate. Till then, keep safe, keep well.